Hurley School Superintendent Chris Petrito is dismissing school at noon to make room for the Assembly Jobs Committee meeting.
Based on the fact of the pending crowd that's going to be here and parking and whatnot.
Whatnot is the crowd size. No one seems to know what that'll be. Sarah Martinez of Mason is carpooling with Ross Nelson of Washburn. Martinez is skeptical about the meeting.
To me, the legislators, they're, in my mind, their minds are made up. They know what they're doing. This is all a show.
Ross Nelson says since a mining bill hasn't been proposed yet, testimony won't have issues to focus on, so she's afraid that will polarize the crowd.
I'm cynical enough through some of this process to feel like it's almost a red herring, and what I'm concerned about is that it will pit neighbors against neighbors, people who need jobs and think they might get that through mining versus people who think mining is extremely destructive.
Jack Giovannone of Hurley will be at the hearing, and he wants results.
Some action. We've been screwing around with this for long enough.
Giovannone says jobs are needed, and a proposed iron ore mine in the nearby Pinocchio Range will bring 600 jobs, so he thinks opponents are off base.
I mean, it's almost like I want to ruin my environment. I've lived here all my life. I hunt, I fish, I got a store. We don't want to ruin our area. We want a chance to make a decent living like everybody else.
The meeting begins at 1 o'clock and is expected to last several hours. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.